Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Escaping Normality. Today, I'm joined by two losers, actually, unfortunately. But YOLO hit me up, and he was going crazy. He was fucking kicking over doors and screaming at the top of his lungs. He was like, "Oh, we have to talk about these Chanel bags." I was like, "All right, man, whatever you say." So, guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm YOLO. I'm supreme leader of High Fashion Talk. And all round amazing legit checker and caller outer of scum that sell fake Chanel bags.
Word. All right, Joseph, who are you?
Hello, I'm the squire of HFT and supreme leader of Clueless Kids.
What the fuck does that mean? You're a squire of High Fashion Talk.
I'm only a lowly moderator while ILO is big king admin.
Why do you have to reference yourself as a squire, though? Isn't that a little fruity?
I'm only a wee knight, lad.
Alright, well, whatever you say. So, if you peruse streetwear fashion Instagram, to be more specific, you might have seen some of these bags laying around. You know, you see a lot of people with these bags trying to be cool, you know, setting the trend or whatever, you know. I don't know, what do the kids, cool kids call it? Well, either way, these bags are coming up a lot, and actually some people I know from real life have texted me like, "Oh, somebody's offering me this bag for X amount of money," and I said, "Don't do that." I mean just don't do that. Chris, don't do that. Anyways, but yeah, hey, people are spending a lot of money for bags that are fake. YOLO, would you like to expand on this?
Yeah, so like, I've known about these bags from like the start of like when they were around. Mm-hmm. I remember like the first time I saw them was like probably more than a year ago. Before like anybody else was selling them, this girl was selling them on her Depop.
Right.
And I was like, I'm like fairly friendly with this girl, and she's like quite nice of a person, but she resells a lot and yeah, so I saw her.
She was chasing the bag, bro.
Yeah, but I saw like a photo of these, and she had like a photo of it with like a paper bag behind it that was obviously like really fake.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell from like the photo that the actual bag was fake.
Right.
But I was like, a message to like, that bag behind it is fake, like this bag is probably fake as well. And she was like, "Oh no, it's genuine. I know where it's come from. Somebody who works at beauty counter gave it to me." I was like, that is like very slightly feasible, but
is that where you got the initial idea that it was a makeup bag? Well, not a makeup bag, but it was a bag that you got after you purchased a certain amount of whatever makeup or perfume or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's not both of. Like,
but yeah.
It's not unheard of for like brands to do like freebies that are like nothing like the real brand, and people do flex them as well.
Yeah, but if you look at this, I don't see something being like a freebie like this being given out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you could see it being given out if it was for makeup, because they're meant to be makeup bags. They're not really meant to be like.
Yeah, but I mean, how much makeup are you buying before you get this bag, and how many people are spending that much money to get this fucking bag?
Well, they're definitely not a VIP item.
Well, no.
Exactly. Like, that's the next part. Like Eddie Wales was actually in my apartment in London.
Yeah, right.
And he'd found like a source for these bags. And he was going to sell them. He didn't tell me where he found them, because he never tells anybody, probably because they're all dodgy. And yeah, I was like, he wrote like the description out on whichever group he was going to sell it on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said VIP. And I was like, that's not really true. Like, Chanel would never give that.
Doesn't sound right.
They're so cheap for an apparent VIP item.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really make much sense for that to be VIP. I mean,
no. The
first idea was maybe feasible, where you could get it for free, but if you buy a certain amount of whatever, but
Yeah,
Pete, but, come on, nigga.
Yeah, Pete, fuck off. Like, and then I was like, do you know that they're given to be OP? And he was like, no, but I can just tell them that and they'll believe it. So I was like, you shouldn't really do that. But oh, I was like, I'm not going to, like, because that was something he did all the time. Like, he'd, like, it's just something he does. Like, he'd buy.
And how long ago was this?
This was, like, at the start of the year, probably, like, February this year.
Uh-huh.
So, like, way before anyone was, like, proper flexing them.
Yeah.
Like now.
So, yeah, he, like, and it's, like, not unheard of for him to do, like, such stuff. Like, basically mis-selling stuff. Like, he'd buy, like, a Louis Vuitton charm bracelet and then take all the charms off. And sell them as individual pendants for chains.
Right.
A markup each, because if you like take something apart, all the parts are worth.
Dude, wasn't he one of the people that were? I might be wrong on this, but wasn't he one of the people that were advocating for that website that's just reselling one of those fucking Amazon bags or whatever?
Amazon bags.
He might have been. I might be the wrong, but ring. There was like a huh? Yeah, the chess rigs. Because there was, like, a group of those people who were, like, advocating for or whatever. He might not be it, but...
No, I don't think
I might be mistaken.
He's, like, linked with those people. It's, like, all those kind of clout-chasing influences, but he's not a chess rig kind of guy. He was, like, knowingly, like... I mean, he didn't know that they were going to... He knew that he couldn't prove that they were going to be VIPs from the start. They were never given to be VIPs, and
he knew.
Yeah. So
explain this, because I mean, I didn't really look. I just kind of glanced over this. What is going on here?
Yeah. So now he's like admitted that they're fake. He's claiming that he never knew they were fake until now.
Right, but who did you get this screenshot from?
Just somebody who'd bought it from him.
Okay.
Like, I've had like how many people? I have loads of people contacting me,
Grandpa, get it together.
One was like, he owes me £1,700 for these fake bags, and he got that refund. And another was like over 1,000. And there's loads of people that have bought like one bag from him or two.
There was a big person that came out about it was Leo Mandela, because he bought quite a few bags from him as well.
Gully Guy Leo.
Leo Mandela's Gully Guy Leo, right? Yeah.
Gully Guy Leo,
yeah. Does he have any pictures of it on?
Well, the thing is, like, even when he was saying they were real, he was arguing for like a whole day and a half that they were still real. And then, but during that time, he deleted that off his profile. So he clearly, like, knew, and he was just trying to fake it.
No, I know what you mean. I mean, it's fucking scummy. I don't know, obviously people always, there's always going to be people who advance their career, so to speak, quote unquote, by doing shady things like this. But once you get, like, it's a shame that once people get called out on these things, it doesn't do anything. Like, it's just like,
yeah, literally, like, there are still like probably like dozens of people out there that still don't know that this bag is fake that he sold to, because they're not on Facebook.
I told you, my friend literally hit me up like 3 days ago or something like that, and he was like, how should I buy this bag for like $120 USD, which is, I don't know, 160 over there, something like that.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, without him actually like issuing a recall on his own social media or a bigger page actually like outing the whole thing.
You know what we need in the fashion community? Do you guys know, who DJ Academics? You have to know who DJ Academics is.
I know who DJ Academics is.
YOLO, do you know, or are you too old?
I kind of know who he is, but I don't really know what he does.
All right, well, DJ Academics is basically just this fucking... He's this guy who reports on all things that are hip-hop news. bad things, good things, whatever. We need a fashion version of DJ Academics to call people out, or to, I don't know, just whatever.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what
isn't
I'm
that
doing.
Isn't that what Diet Prada pretty much is, though?
Who?
Diet Prada?
Is that just me just getting confused?
Diet Prada?
Yeah, but Diet Prada, like, completely, like...
Dude, if I've never heard of this person, then I...
What the fuck?
It's a page. It's not
This is the page?
Yeah. And they, like, call out, like...
It's mostly just drama, though.
Yeah, this has nothing to do... I don't see any street... I don't see anything that has to do with streetwear. I mean, for our community.
This is, like, all fashion and kind of, like, people copying each other or... They played a big part in the, like, Me Too movement where people, like, models and stuff were, like, coming out and saying they'd been abused and stuff like that. But, yeah, they don't really, like, we've contacted them regarding this and they're not interested at all.
Yeah, they don't care, dude. Come on. They're talking about more, they're not really talking about streetwear fashion. Especially not with people like us. We don't have that many followers. We don't, you know. And... In terms of what they have going on, we're, you know.
Yeah, it's funny that they're like literally calling out like a tiny thing, like a Balmain logo looking slightly similar.
What are they called again? I instantly fucking forgot.
Diet Prada.
Yeah, Diet Prada. Yeah. I instantly fucking forgot. Wow.
I like how they call out people for like things, but then they themselves have just took the name Prada.
That is funny. Like, it's just. Like, they couldn't think, people knocking each other off, lol. Come on, dude.
They also, like, they're not quite, like, professional as well, because they keep going after this brand in Australia that keeps ripping off designers.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they make their whole, like, thing about that, right. But, like, nobody cares anymore. Like, they're fake. Okay, that's done. But they keep, like...
Joseph, will you take this task of being the streetwear fashion community's outer, whatever you'd call that?
All right. Next time I see someone, I'll be like, that's bad.
And then the good things, you have to say that that's good, too.
Yeah.
So, like, everything that I do, you just got to say that's good.
No.
Well, that's just mean. All right. We have some more screenshots here. As there's been a lot of discussion surrounding Chanel bags, and as... One of many that have sold these bags, I'd like to take my time to deliver the truth from my side. Which
okay, before you like start reading this as well,
okay.
Like when I was making my post, I didn't mention Eddie at all in it. I had like, I knew Eddie was one of the people that sold them.
Yeah.
But I had no idea to what scale. I thought he'd only sold
like a couple.
Yeah, I knew he'd sold like quite a bit, so I was thinking like 20.
What was he like buying them in fucking bulk and slinging?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, crack rocks?
That's what he was doing. He was buying them in bulk. So, like, how can you think that they're real things that they found vintage or lying around where there's like hundreds of them? It doesn't make sense at all.
Look, this whole thing, I would have been fine with it if it was like a couple of them. But it wasn't. Like in the scale of like hundreds.
Yeah, they're trying to make like fucking big scale industries of selling these fake Chanel bags that they're trying to pass off as real that they got from.
They're apparently from tens of thousands.
All right, hold on. Let me read in my beautiful voice as we all love.
So before you go on though, I was like making my post to call out everybody who had sold the bag, who had worn that, because I'd seen like there's online shops with them like. Files London and Oliver's Archive selling them. Yeah. Oliver's Archive is still claiming they're real, which is bullshit. But yeah, I wasn't attacking him, but he's like, with this comment now, he's trying to deflect everything and just saying that it's just me because I don't like him trying to like destroy his reputation. But he did that himself.
This is a point I want to make. This is going to come back again later, and I'll make my point in a bit, because it'll make sense later. But, all right, let me read this. It has been spread by one person that I've been knowingly selling these bags as fakes, and this is far from the case. I came across these bags from a trusted supplier, not one from China or Singapore, like the ones that have been posted in several of these groups. These bags were once given and distributed by a VIP Chanel beauty gift. It would be a fun piece to make available for people. It grew faster than I could have ever imagined. And don't fucking break your arm giving yourself a pat on the back there, dude. And quickly have become a trend on both Instagram and Crosby's Facebook. Like I said, don't break your arm trying to give yourself a pat on the back. And how could you have, I don't understand, how could you have distinguished, how could he have distinguished the bags that have come from China or Singapore versus his quote-unquote trusted supplier when they look the fucking same?
Yeah, exactly. And like,
does this make any sense?
What's hilarious is in like messages to people where they've like asked for refunds and stuff.
Yeah.
He's told them that he's waiting for a response from his supplier from the other side of the world. So right. He's saying his supplier's not in China or Singapore. So like, where's the supplier from?
Other
like,
side of the world. I don't know. Maybe he means over here. Maybe he means me. It was me.
I'm trying to find, because I don't know. Remember when we were talking about this? I can't remember who sent it, but someone sent like an actual VIP gift from Chanel. And I'm trying to find the picture.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it in the comments?
It's in the thread somewhere, yeah.
All right.
It might be in the thread, but we were talking about it in like the actual mod chat.
All right, you go look for that and we'll continue.
I'm trying
on.
To look for that.
All right, what else we got here?
These
are screenshots that he's like, passing off as like, oh, this is the real stuff.
So basically, like, he was still like, after I called it out, he was saying that his were real for like 2 days.
Right.
So I was like, no, these aren't real. Like, if they're coming in this amount of bulk from Singapore or whatever, they can't be real. So then, like, people started like questioning him, and then I asked people, just send me like a screenshot and I'll tell you like what's wrong with these bags.
Sorry, continue.
So it wasn't actually this screenshot, but I think next one maybe. Yeah, this one. Mm-hmm. So somebody sent me this. This was the first time like we had like solid proof that they were fake.
Right.
And
right.
This is a bag from Eddie that was bought from Eddie. And I looked at that logo, and if you look at the C, it's nothing like a Chanel C.
And if you look at the A, it's really far down.
Yeah, it is.
Think that A is just scratched off, though.
No,
but it is down.
No,
if you look
it's
at,
scratched
like,
off up here, but if you look at like the fucking, the H, for example, it's lower.
Yeah.
If you put a line, you could tell that it wasn't on the same line, yeah. Is it?
Hmm. But that C is like just completely like fucked up. It's not like a Chanel C should be perfectly round, like a circle, not oval, no like curves or anything. If you go on like Chanel.com, even like you can see the logo at the top.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Look at that. It's like a perfect circle. And that's that, like the whole point of it.
Totally right.
So I was like, fake, like literally less than
immediately. Second. Yeah.
And, like, if Eddie has this big reputation that he's talking about and is such an expert with so much experience in reselling luxury goods...
Talk about it. Talk.
Wouldn't he kind of, like, notice this? And kind of... Doesn't he legit check his own goods?
Yeah.
Doesn't he... Like, isn't that the whole point of paying so much money to him? That you have a guarantee that it's real?
And did nobody think of, like, okay, so apparently these are all, like, VIP or whatever, right?
Mm.
How many fucking of these VIP bags were giving out? Like,
exactly.
Given out, excuse me.
But
and
the
not
likelihood...
Only... Sorry, continue.
I was going to say, the likelihood, if they were a VIP gift, like, the amount of them would probably be, like, in the hundreds to maybe a thousands if they were, like... From a lot of places, not like...
Yeah, and then even you have to narrow that down. Is he's not getting every single fucking VIP bag. Let's say that they were VIP bags, right?
How many of them would sell? How many of them would sell?
How many of them would sell them? And not only how many of them would sell them, how many of them would sell them that would reach them to Eddie? You know, if you just think about it a little bit, it just kind of crumbles in your hand. It doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, and then Eddie's sort of response to that was that there was like some left over in wherever, in China or whatever. And he said that his supplier was from Chanel, which they clearly weren't.
Yeah, that's just not true.
So, he said that they were like leftover stock that had sat there since 2006, which wouldn't
What?
happen. And that he was just buying this leftover stock. But then that's just ridiculous. And like, as if somebody from Chanel would be allowed to sell those now. Like, they'd be so fired.
Yeah.
Like, they would just wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be worth it to them
Nah, they're
either.
gonna risk their job for fucking Eddie Wales to make a couple bucks on and scam little
Yeah.
kids.
It's so dumb.
All right, this is what I was gonna say before. My question is, who's buying this shit? Like,
Like,
you know what I mean?
literally.
Some of these things gotta be around for a reason. I mean, they're around for a reason because people are buying them, but I don't understand who's.
Well,
It's the
the
same with
problem is,
those. Yeah.
I guess it started with like, 'cause bigger influencers like started wearing them, so people would like 10 to like 50k followers, and then just people see them, share them around, they get posted on like big pages, and then impressionable kids want to start buying them.
yeah, and
I don't.
can we not act like fucking dudes who this is kind of in the same realm. Like, this is like the same thing as like hypebeasting. Like, it's the same fucking thing, bro. Even though it
Yeah.
might be a quote unquote better outfit or whatever, it's the same concept. You're just wearing like whatever to make other people look at you and go, "Oh, like that's nice." Same thing with like those same. I see this like all the time scrolling through Instagram. It's the fucking dudes who have like chains on and like a cigarette in their hand. They're like standing in a
Yeah,
field or some shit. I get so fucking sick of all these fucking people smoking cigarettes in a field with chains on. Like, dude, come on.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
That's so obnoxious.
My favorite one's when they don't smoke normally, and then just for like a picture, they'll have a
Oh,
fag
yeah. Whoa.
in their hand.
Relax with the language. Come on.
Oh, sorry, yeah, cigarette.
Yeah, come on. In my country, we call them cigarettes. We don't use that F word. It's fucked up.
Well, you use it for a different meaning.
Shut up, fag. Anyways.
Yeah.
Well, all right, what is it?
But you can't really blame the kids, kind of, because they've seen them on so many influences that they think they must be real. Like,
No, yeah, I understand that.
and you
and
gotta kind
like,
of like trust a seller that's well known.
yeah.
Yeah, if you see like if I was going through Instagram and I saw like every fucking person having this thing, I wouldn't assume that every single one of them were faking it. So I would be, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to the
But
kids out
like,
there.
people like have said that they've received, like influencers have told me that they've received this for free from people to promote it so that it does become a thing.
From which people? Just random people?
They wouldn't tell me who it was from, but like people who were selling them were giving them to people, to influencers, to flex.
Okay, well, we have a little bit of a thing here that is going on that's unrelated to anything we've been talking about. Supreme's about to drop a box logo in 30 seconds, in 15 seconds, actually. So
And he's gonna try and cop it
yeah, I'm
live right now.
here live right now, but not on the same screen because I don't want my credit card information out there. I don't need people fucking robbing me. So let's see. It's about to tick over. Come on.
Well, the first
Oh
people that
shit.
rob
Oh
me would be
shit.
in
Oh
Ireland.
shit. Come on, load. Go. Fucking go. Go, you sick fuck. Hurry up. Oh no. Oh no. Go. Come on, you sick fuck. What is
I'm gonna
good
guess he
right?
doesn't get it.
Shut the fuck up. Oh shit. Oh. I'm so fucking close, dude. I'm getting there. Oh my god, no. Dude, this is the only the only issue with this is this they fucking got rid of my bot, dude. They got rid of my bot.
They're cracking down on all
They
bots.
cracked down on my bot. I had a bot too, and they were like, "Oh, sorry."
No, they're cracking down on all bots, I said, not mine. I don't bot.
Well, I didn't say yours. I just said they cracked down on mine. Well, you don't
Yeah.
listen.
Don't accuse me.
I'm just fucking accusing you. You wouldn't be smart enough to use a bot. You're too stupid.
Do people still buy BOGOs? Like, what the fuck?
They buy to resell.
Yeah. I mean, I buy to
But
resell.
who buys the actual resale though?
The Instagram
Kids,
dudes, come on
hypebeasts.
now.
Yeah.
You know the kind of guys who dress
Blazendary.
blazendary and fucking what's that guy who shouted you out and said the wrong name?
Ari Petra.
Yeah, Ari Petro.
I
Anyways,
thought he was dead.
You thought he was dead?
But yeah.
Wait, to know. Why? How did you think he was dead?
I don't know. He just disappeared.
So somebody disappears, you automatically think they're dead?
Well, it's like partially just wishing that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You should meet up. You should link up with him.
That'd yeah, they're cool. Both in London, to be fair.
That'd be a cool crossover. YOLO and Ari Petro.
Yeah.
All right.
Taking a fit pic together.
Yeah. He has to cover his fucking face and shit and show off his Rolex.
Yeah.
All right. Aww. All right. We've got past me striking out Supreme. Fuck you, Supreme, for getting my bot. And
so
let's go back to the main problem at hand.
Yeah. So where were we at?
I don't even remember. All right. We were talking about how we were talking about the people who are buying it and the the people getting it for free.
Yeah, but basically, like, Eddie, in the end, admitted they were fake, which is kind of admitting
that... Is it the last... Where is that? Where did he say that?
Wait, it was that one that you won.
Oh, what? After the allegations that these bags are fake, it has been proven that these bags do, in fact... What the fuck
do you mean? It hasn't been proven. Like, he's just lying again, but he knows that...
He said he admitted that it's fake.
Yeah, he's giving out refunds.
Okay.
Because they're fake. Well, but he's never going to say that they're fake.
Right. Well, the only reason he's giving out refunds is because he have to. Otherwise, people are going to fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, he's technically committing a crime because you can't sell counterfeit goods in the UK.
No. Well, you can't sell counterfeit goods anywhere.
And definitely if he is running like an online store, which he is with, what was it, like Eddie's Grails or something like that.
Did they have them on the store too?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah. And like,
you can't go on the website now because he shut it down. But...
Well, what do you think that is?
Yeah.
Trying to cover his tracks. Dude, fuck, that's not...
And it's funny because he's saying that the black duffel bags, that he's also selling are real.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is the funniest thing ever, because like, literally look at the black duffel bag. It's like on the left, you can see it, like
right here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's like, this is obviously fake. It's not even all the same.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
Look at that fucking logo. It looks like something somebody made in like Word.
It doesn't look right. It really doesn't.
And he's still trying to pass these off as real, and people are actually believing him, which is a sad thing. But yeah, basically, he's said all these lies in a post in the basement. He hasn't actually like said it publicly. It's like as a reply to a thread in the basement. So only like a few people will actually see it.
Right.
And then the girl who actually made the post originally has closed the comments on the post.
Uh-huh.
So that people can't like call him out for actually like lying. People can't bump the post so that more people see it.
What did you say she did to the post?
She closed the comments, so you can't comment on it anymore. Right. Straight after he put that there.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, like hardly any people have seen him half admit that he's selling fakes.
What was her post? What was her original post though? I didn't.
She was like, "I'm not in the basement anymore, so I don't know exactly, and I haven't got screenshots either." Well, but I think it was like, "This is going in High Fashion Talk."
Somebody with a fucking Vodafone Wi-Fi call gave this to you. Great. All right.
Yeah, somebody in the basement sent it. But yeah. Yeah, but he's like been caught out selling all these fakes, and he's still not being banned from the basement either. And right. People have been banned way less than that.
All right, let me read this. After the allegations that these bags are fake, it has been proven that these bags do in fact exist, as well as the black duffel bags from the same VIP gift line, which has been proven to be authentic and given as a gift. These bags have grown into the phenomenon that it's become, and I would never purposely try to damage a business that I've grown or cared about so much in the past 2 years. Well, clearly you don't care that much, otherwise you wouldn't have fucked up. I'm writing this to say that if anyone has any issue with the bag or is looking to contact me, feel free to reach out, as I am happy to do everything in my power to help and get refunded. I care a lot about the community and have been a part of it for so long, and nothing is more important to me than making this right. Well, I don't have to say that, obviously, he doesn't give a fuck.
No.
It doesn't, you know. That's what I love about people who fuck up. They'll always be like, oh, I'm willing to, you know, get the damage control. Well, yeah, you're gonna have to, because you fucked up. People act like if they have, people act like if they'd been called out on the low, like if you had messaged him, he would be like, oh, you know what, I care about this community so much that I'm gonna make things right on my own. No, I'm just trying to cover my own tracks so I don't get people, like, fucking butthurt at me, you know what I mean? Like, this fucking guy, Eddie Wales. I'm gonna unfollow him right on podcast. And I didn't even know I followed him, to be honest. But unfollowed. Take that. My one followed. Fuck you, dude. That's what you get.
Yeah, but I think his followers have actually gone down, which is quite funny, because I think he was at 50k or something.
That's good.
But not really. Yeah, nobody should ever be buying from him, to be honest. Like, you never know.
The moral of the story is, I don't buy anything that is kind of shady if the seller doesn't have the source. So, like, let's say I got that box logo and I try to sell it to you and I don't show you receipt. I'm trying to finesse you. I'm not trying to sell you a real bag. I am literally trying to finesse you. If I send you a receipt, then yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And
didn't Callum buy something from Eddie in the past and it was fake?
Yeah, so Callum, one of the HFT mods, bought like a tracksuit, I think, it was meant to be Gucci in it.
Gucci
written on it. And Eddie sold him to him as real. And then like somebody called Callum out or something, but he found out that it was a blatant bootleg. But Callum didn't like chase it up because like Eddie was like, oh yeah, it's a bootleg. What are you going to do about it?
Dick.
Yeah. But yeah, I think probably like the last screenshot or like somewhere, go through the screenshots.
Okay. This is what you just said. Is this something? Is this what you're talking about?
This is just like him saying that he's gonna
release a statement.
Oh, that you even have it right here. Where are we looking?
Maybe like the other way, actually.
Am I sending this to his mom?
Oh yeah, and go back to that screenshot. So yeah, whilst all this was happening, Eddie and his friend Ellie were trying to like deflect all this thing and try and make it out like as if I was just doing this because I was like trying to like get at him.
Why would you have any ulterior motive to get at him?
I don't like the guy. I'm not gonna like pretend that I like the guy. And like he was kind of part of all this Passion for Cree shit, and he's been chatting shit about me ever since that thing, and people have told me that he's like blatantly telling lies and that they know that.
Well, who could tell a lie about you? What would you have done? What the fuck? You're just an old man that drinks tea. I mean, what do you do?
Literally. But yeah.
No, seriously, what is it kind of lie that I've been told about you?
Like that, so the whole thing with when I left Fashion for Free was they were telling everybody that I was demanding too much money, and when I didn't get that money, I just had a strop, which just wasn't the case.
Wait, you just had a what?
A hissy fit.
Okay.
Which wasn't the case at all.
Not true. Okay.
So yeah, it was that they've been telling people like those kind of lies and then embellishing even on top of that. Which people who they don't know that I know better than them have told me that they're saying about me, but these people don't want to be like part of any drama, so they're not like correcting these people, Ellie and Eddie and stuff. So yeah,
the problem with you British guys is that you never want to like catch the fade, you know what I mean? Like, You guys never want us fist fight. You guys are too busy on the internet.
Well,
if you were from New York and nigga was talking shit about you in New York, you'd meet him down at the block and beat his ass.
Yeah, let's sort out a boxing match between Iolo and Eddie right now.
Do you could take him, Yolo?
Definitely.
Oh.
Calling you out, Eddie. Boxing match. London. Next week.
Celebrity boxing? Celebrity fashion
you
boxing?
You have to have, like, some fake Gucci boxing shorts.
Celebrity fashion boxing, dude. The fucking most prestigious people.
It's a high fashion boxing match.
High fashion boxing match. And I'd be the referee, dude. Or I'd be the announcer or something like that.
You'd be the crowd girl. I got
a nice leg. That would not be a bad idea.
Wow.
I have nice legs.
Anyway, during this whole thing, they were trying to like spread lies and saying that I was only doing this because I had beef with Eddie and that I was just telling all these lies.
Yeah,
which
you left fashion fuckery a while ago. I mean, if you really had some ulterior motive, you would have said something earlier, don't you? Like
literally. The only reason I did it because Leo Mandela, who's a high-profile person, is selling one, and he was selling one, and then somebody called him out for it being fake and posted the links.
And Chris won it.
Yeah.
Chris and Overmod.
Yeah, and then the post was deleted, to try and like keep things like under wraps.
Hush, hush.
So I was like, nah, not today. Like that's not happening. So that's the reason I called it out, and like we had all this like proof that they were being made in a factory in like in Taiwan and shit. And you know how much they're actually selling these?
How much?
They're selling them for £2 each if you buy in bulk.
Really?
And Eddie was selling them for £200 each.
Come on.
That's
another thing I love about these people who try to like get over. Like it's not so much that they have to make like a quick buck; they have to fucking milk it as much as possible. Fucking 100% markup. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's like
a 1000%
markup. 1000% markup.
Yeah, because it was 120.
That's 10,000% markup.
What? Are you retarded? You guys both have to go back to school.
What?
You guys both have to go back to school. He got it for £2 and sold it for £200. That's a 100% fuck.
100% would be
four. That'd be £4.
£4.
Yeah.
I can't be asked doing the maths, but yeah, it's stupid markup.
That shit.
Regardless.
I think I fucked up.
Yeah. we both fucked up.
Look,
to be honest.
The point is, he's a fuck up.
Yeah.
We should talk to his moms. Send this to his mom. All right. What do we have? Something else? It's just other people talking.
Wait. Go back. So yeah, they were like telling all these like lies, and then they tried to say like just to try and like chat shit about me. They said that I'd told Semsi's mum that he had posted for a photo on Instagram with a bottle of Hennessy.
What? How would you... Do you know his mum?
I do know his mum because his mum's begged me to work for her to try and make... Oh, hold on. Can you pause this?
All right, we're taking a quick
it
break.
Is a 10,000% markup. Right. I just did the maths.
All right, we're taking a little break. We'll be right back. And we're back right now. Yolo is back from whatever he was doing, and we're ready to continue the conversation.
Yeah, Samsi's mum's been, like, asking me to work for her to kind of start a brand for Samsi. Which I've been kind of airing recently, but I still have a number. So I was like, haha, I'll just tell his mum as a joke on Clueless Kids, the meme group.
Yeah. Oh, and then he took this as like.
And then, like, his mum had, like, somebody, like, commented, like, literally a few seconds later, his mum's already seen it and asked him to take it down. So I'm like, what, like, planet are you on that you think, like, that I actually did that?
Yeah.
He's, and he could, like, Semsi would have told him, told his mum. Like, he's clearly just making lies up. That's childish. Yeah, go to that screenshot that I told you to go away from.
I don't know now.
Think it's one left.
One left of the one we were just on?
The one you were just on. This one? Literally. No. That one.
Okay.
After all of this, literally everything's gone crazy about all the influence of Clock that fake and like the kind of shamed of it. This guy who's like, he's kind of in that culture, he's low key influencer kind of thing.
Shout out to Jeremy Lucas.
Yeah, so he's just like, he's obviously hanging around with kind of those kind of people. And then he says this. Do you want to read it?
All right. Funny thing is, he told his friends he buys it off of Singapore websites. Look at that. So he buys it off of a Singapore website weeks/months before this whole Chanel bag came to light. Would you like to read your comment?
I said, what?
Meant to reply to the Eddie statement. Eddie himself was boasting to his friends that he had bought the Chanel bags from a Singapore supplier weeks/months before you made the post. So basically, he is perpetuating his lie further, saying, I had no clue it was sourced in China/Singapore. Boom.
Yeah. So, we got him.
Nice.
Somebody, like, snaked him, but rightfully so, because he's, like, just telling more lies. There's clearly also other people that know this. Ellie is just perpetuating his lies.
Mm-hmm.
Probably loads of people who he's bragged to about these being fake, or at least from Singapore, which would probably indicate that they are fake.
Right.
There's loads of people withholding that information forward. But at least one person did. So we know now that, like, Eddie is just bullshitting everybody, literally.
There's only, like, one rule to life, right? Don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick. And literally. It's just dickish activity. That's a technical term. It's the same thing, like, we were talking about before with the fucking dude who was, with the chest rigs. What was his name again? Can't remember.
Care enough to remember.
I can't. Yeah, exactly. I don't care enough to remember the guy's name. But I don't know if you guys. I said to you guys, some other fucking random ass company or whatever they are brand was like Stavison wearing our chest rig. I'm like, dude, I didn't wear your fucking shitty chest rig. They made like two posts about me and put me on their story. Like, I didn't.
You should have put a picture of you in a Chanel bag.
Oh yeah.
Eddie would have put it. Oh look, here's Davidson wearing our Chanel bag.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea. Yeah, Eddie would have put me on a story. This is Davidson Sunny for wearing my Chanel bag.
Yeah.
All right.
But the moral of the story is, one, don't sell fake, but like, one, you're not going to get a Chanel bag for £200.
No.
Ever.
No.
Unless you're really lucky and find like a vintage one, like an actual vintage one. Not.
I don't think anybody's that dumb, to be honest. Anybody who.
That's actually not true. I've seen like, what are those sales called? That like the dead old people?
Auctions?
No, they're called estate sales. I'm pretty sure that they're called or whatever. Like people, the people who have like their dead grandmother stuff will like sell all the designer stuff for like dirt cheap.
I think everybody can Google how much a Chanel bag is worth and not sell it for £200.
I mean, I saw it, but yeah, no, you're right. You're right, I'll give you that.
To get a high quality Chanel bag,
yeah. To get like an actual nice Chanel bag,
And you can see when, like, there's a bulk of these that it's hardly likely that they're real.
Also, ever need legit checking, talk to Yolo. He knows everything.
Yeah, literally, like, just join High Fashion Buy Sell and post a legit check in there. You don't have to just trust me. If you don't like me, just, like, other people will agree with me once I point out, like, I'm not going to say just fake. I'm going to point out the logo is fucked up. This is not real.
Right.
And also, like, with any, like, beauty gifts, Chanel has, like, Chanel has the best lawyers in the world. Like, not even going to lie. They literally, they're the brand that goes after counterfeiting the most. They spend so much on it to get so little back.
What if Chanel sues Eddie?
Well, they should. Like, literally, if somebody went to Trading Standards and reported a crime, they actually do have holdings in the UK. So it'd be really easy for the Trading Standards would probably contact them to say. So they could easily do it. Because he's made, like, tens of thousands of pounds off this.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be. Especially with that markup of however many percent we determined.
It was 10,000%.
How could that be 10,000%?
Well, that's what it is, because a 10,000% markup on £2 is £200.
How could that be? If you fucking... That doesn't make any sense.
You don't get maths.
No, you don't fuck... How could that be 10,000%?
I literally just did it on a calculator.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. If you sell it for 200 bucks, how could 200... Please, I don't get your math, dude. What are you doing?
100% is just doubling it.
Yeah, 100% is doubling it. 1,000 would be 20. 10,000 would be 200. It's simple maths.
It's not simple math. I haven't been in school in years, okay? Tell me some slack.
And it shows.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. See, this young nigga, bro? This young nigga.
I'm not even much younger than you.
All right, whatever you say, youngin. The point that I'm trying to make is that... Fuck, I forgot. No, but yeah, he must have made guap. I mean, the markup of 10,000%, which I don't believe, but the 10,000% markup is astonishing.
Yeah, it's literally
at ridiculous. Least those Chesswood people, they only had a markup of 100%.
Yeah.
This nigga's out here fucking finessing.
And, like, even if it's a finesse and you like that kind of thing, I don't like that kind of culture where it's okay to, like, finesse and take advantage of people.
Let me talk about finessing. People are like, oh, this was sick finesse. Well, it's not, because if it was a good finesse, he would have got away with it. He has.
Yeah.
He's had to give all his money back. A good finesse would be he still got the money.
Yeah, but, like, a finesse would be that he was selling legit stuff and he just marked it up. Like, this is just illegal.
I fucking hate that fucking culture of, like, getting in trouble and then just be like, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna fix everything. It's like, oh, fuck off, dude. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm covering my own tracks, so I'm a good dude. Don't worry, I'm gonna be good to you guys.
But yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Well, guys, I think we've talked about everything under the sun that we've wanted to talk about today.
From maths to Supreme to Chanel.
To me striking out Supreme. To me. Please, if anyone knows anybody at Fanta, and you can.
Fanta!
It's Fanta. And you can get me a sponsorship, please. I beg you. Either that or, like, a Waffle House sponsorship. That'd be lovely. Thank you.
We need a legit check on the Fanta.
Yeah. Please, I'll ask anyone. I feel like I would ask in high fashion talk, but I feel like enough of you guys in other countries don't know what Fanta even is. So
what do you mean?
We have Fanta in this country.
Fanta is made by Coke.
Yeah.
It's made by the same company. Why wouldn't we have Fanta?
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, we don't really have, like, Mountain Dew properly.
Yeah, see,
we
like...
We have one flavor of Mountain Dew properly.
See what I mean? Like, you don't... It's not like you... That's not an appalling thing to assume that you might not have everything else that we have.
Yeah, we have better, like, English. Food.
You guys don't even have salt on your food, pretty much. You guys eat fucking dirt. You niggas eat Cheerios
without... What country do you think we are?
You niggas eat Cheerios without honey nut in it.
I don't want any nut on my cereal.
You don't eat a Honey Nut Cheerios? Please tell me you eat Honey Nut Cheerios and not just regular Cheerios. Alright, this has nothing to do with fashion. But
I'm looking up the pronunciation, how to pronounce Fanta. Fanta.
Well, obviously, if you're looking it up, I have to look it up too. So I don't know why you're looking it up. Like, I don't have to look it up too. You could have told
me. Fanta. Not Fanta.
Bro, you're about to feel stupid.
Fanta.
Bro, this is a fucking... This is not right, okay?
You want... Yeah. Yeah. Get out of it. Don't even try and pretend like...
Look.
You don't know shit.
We learned two things today. One, that you guys that have
I'm
a...
smarter than you.
No. We learned two things today. That one, Fanta is pronounced Fanta. Two,
Fanta.
Eddie Whale, stop selling fake Chanel bags, please, for the love of everything. Should I put his name in the title of this video?
Yeah, certainly.
And be like, yo, Eddie, what's poppin', B? All right, we're going to do some cringy title, like exposing Eddie Whales or something like that, something stupid like that.
Cop Supreme Box Logo, manual.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. Or like YOLO from High Fashion Talk, formerly of Fashion Fuckery, like
get Leo those... Mandela scammed.
Yeah, oh my god, dude, now we're talking. Leo Mandela scammed. YOLO of High Fashion Talk is outrageous. While I cop the Supreme Box logo. Now we're talking. All right.
Wow.
Clickbait.
Yeah, dude, that's the only way to get views. Anyways, thank you for tuning into this very special episode of Escaping Normality. I was joined by my two friends, YOLO and Joseph.
And nice to see you.
You should go check them out on their social medias. YOLO at Yolsi, at Yolsi. Joseph at Brokuza. Brokuza? Yeah, Brokuza. What else? Check out High Fashion Talk on Facebook, where we expose dudes for rocking Big Chanel. And of course, look out for Chain the Mag issue 2 coming out very soon. Take care and bye.